The User's Manual for the Brain, Volume 1, Mastering Systematic NLP. By Bandy X. Lee and Bob G. Bodenhammer. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The User's Manual for the Brain, Volume 1, Mastering Systematic NLP by Bandy X, Lee and Bob G. Bodenhammer is a comprehensive guide to neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It provides an introduction to the field of NLP, its history, principles, and techniques. The book also includes detailed instructions on how to use NLP in everyday life as well as practical exercises that can be used to improve communication skills and increase self-awareness. The first part of the book covers the basics of NLP, including its history, core concepts such as representational systems and submodalities, language patterns, anchoring techniques, reframing strategies, and more. It also explains how these tools can be applied in various contexts such as business negotiations or personal relationships. In addition to providing an overview of basic concepts related to NLP, this volume offers step-by-step instructions on how readers can apply them in their own lives. This includes advice on setting goals, creating action plans, using visualization techniques, developing effective communication skills, managing emotions, building rapport with others, improving problem-solving abilities, increasing motivation levels, enhancing creativity, and much more. This volume also contains numerous case studies which illustrate how people have successfully used NLP in different situations ranging from career advancement to overcoming phobias or addictions. In addition, there are several chapters devoted specifically towards helping readers develop their own personalized program for mastering systematic NLP. Overall, the User's Manual for the Brain Volume 1 is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about neuro-linguistic programming or applying it into their daily lives. With clear explanations of key concepts along with practical exercises, this book provides a comprehensive guide that will help readers gain greater insight into themselves while becoming better communicators overall. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the power of language. Language is a powerful tool that can be used to influence and shape our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. It is important to be aware of the power of language and how it can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 2. Develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is the key to understanding our own thoughts, feelings, and behavior. It is important to be aware of our own thoughts and feelings in order to make better decisions and take control of our lives. Main idea number 3. Learn to recognize patterns. Patterns are everywhere in our lives and can be used to identify and understand our own behavior. It is important to recognize patterns in order to make better decisions and take control of our lives. Main idea number 4. Understand the power of beliefs. Beliefs are powerful and can shape our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. It is important to be aware of our beliefs and how they can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 5. Develop effective communication skills. Communication is essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective communication skills in order to create positive change. Main idea number 6. Learn to recognize and manage emotions. Emotions are powerful and can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of our emotions and how they can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 7. Develop problem-solving skills. Problem-solving skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective problem-solving skills in order to create positive change. Main idea number 8. Understand the power of visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of the power of visualization and how it can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 9. Learn to recognize and manage stress. Stress is a powerful force that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of our stress levels and how they can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 10. Develop effective decision-making skills. Decision-making skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective decision-making skills in order to create positive change. Main idea number 11. Understand the power of positive thinking. Positive thinking is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of the power of positive thinking and how it can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 12. Learn to recognize and manage conflict. Conflict is a powerful force that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of our conflicts and how they can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 13. Develop effective negotiation skills. Negotiation skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective negotiation skills in order to create positive change. Main idea number 14. Understand the power of goal setting. Goal setting is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of the power of goal setting and how it can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 15. Learn to recognize and manage fear. Fear is a powerful force that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of our fears and how they can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 16. Develop effective time management skills. Time management skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective time management skills in order to create positive change. Main idea number 17. Understand the power of self-discipline. Self-discipline is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of the power of self-discipline and how it can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 18. Learn to recognize and manage anger. Anger is a powerful force that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of our anger and how it can be used to create positive change. Main idea number 19. Develop effective leadership skills. Leadership skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective leadership skills in order to create positive change. Main idea number 20. Understand the power of creativity. Creativity is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It is important to be aware of the power of creativity and how it can be used to create positive change. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Language is a powerful tool that can be used to influence and shape our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. It has the power to create or destroy relationships, build trust or break it down, and even affect how we perceive ourselves. Understanding the power of language is essential for effective communication in any situation. When using language effectively, it's important to consider both verbal and nonverbal cues. Verbal communication includes words spoken aloud as well as body language such as facial expressions and gestures. Nonverbal communication includes things like tone of voice, eye contact, posture, etc., which all contribute to conveying meaning beyond just the words being said. It's also important to understand how different types of language can have an impact on people. For example, positive affirmations can help boost self-esteem while negative statements can lead to feelings of insecurity or low self-worth. Similarly, using inclusive language when speaking with others helps foster respect and understanding while exclusive terms may cause offense or hurt feelings. By recognizing the power of language, we are able to use it more effectively in order to create meaningful connections with others and promote positive change in our lives. Whether you are communicating with friends or colleagues at work, understanding the importance of choosing your words carefully will go a long way towards creating successful interactions. Main idea number 2. Developing self-awareness is an important step in understanding ourselves and our behavior. It involves recognizing our own thoughts, feelings, and motivations, as well as how they influence our decisions and actions. Self-awareness can help us to better understand why we do the things we do, allowing us to make more informed choices about how we live our lives. Self-awareness also helps us to identify areas of improvement or growth that may be beneficial for us. By being aware of what motivates us and drives our behavior, we can work towards making positive changes in order to reach goals or improve relationships with others. Additionally, self-awareness allows us to recognize when something isn't working for us so that we can take steps towards finding a solution. The User's Manual for the Brain Volume 1, Mastering Systematic NLP by Bandy X. Lee and Bob G. Bodenhammer provides helpful guidance on developing self-awareness through neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. This book offers practical advice on identifying patterns of thought and behavior that are holding you back from achieving your goals. It also provides strategies for changing these patterns so that you can become more successful in life. Main idea number 3. Learning to recognize patterns is an important skill that can help us make better decisions and take control of our lives. Patterns are everywhere, from the way we interact with others to the way we think about ourselves. By recognizing patterns in our behavior, we can gain insight into how our actions affect those around us and how they shape our own life experiences. Recognizing patterns also helps us identify potential problems before they become too large or unmanageable. For example, if you notice a pattern of procrastination in your work habits, you may be able to address it before it becomes a major issue. Similarly, if you observe a pattern of negative self-talk or destructive behaviors in yourself or someone else, this could be addressed early on. Finally, recognizing patterns allows us to anticipate future events and plan accordingly. By understanding the underlying causes behind certain behaviors or situations, we can prepare for them ahead of time and adjust our plans as needed. Main idea number 4. Beliefs are powerful forces that can shape our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. They can be used to create positive change in our lives if we understand their power and use them wisely. It is important to recognize the beliefs that we hold about ourselves and others, as well as how these beliefs influence our actions. We must also be aware of how external influences such as media or society may affect our beliefs. By understanding the power of beliefs, we can begin to make conscious choices about what kind of life we want to live. We can choose which values will guide us in making decisions and take steps towards creating a life that reflects those values. Additionally, by recognizing the impact of external influences on our beliefs, we can become more mindful consumers who are less likely to be swayed by persuasive marketing tactics. Ultimately, it is up to each individual person to decide what they believe in order for them to lead a meaningful life. By being aware of the power of belief systems and taking responsibility for shaping one's own destiny through conscious decision-making processes, individuals have an opportunity for personal growth and development. Main idea number 5. Developing effective communication skills is essential for creating positive change in relationships. It involves being able to express yourself clearly and accurately, as well as understanding the needs of others. This requires active listening, empathy, and an ability to understand different perspectives. Additionally, it is important to be aware of nonverbal cues such as body language and facial expressions that can help you better understand what someone else is trying to communicate. In order to develop these skills, practice expressing your thoughts and feelings in a clear manner while also actively listening to the other person's point of view. Ask questions when necessary so that you can gain clarity on their perspective or opinion. Be mindful of how your words are received by the other person. If they seem confused or frustrated with what you have said, then try rephrasing it in a way that will make more sense. It may take some time before these communication skills become second nature, but with patience and practice, they will eventually become easier over time. Asking for feedback from those around you can also be helpful in improving your communication abilities. Main idea number 6. Learning to recognize and manage emotions is an important skill for anyone looking to create positive change in their life. Being aware of our emotional states can help us better understand ourselves, as well as the people around us. It can also be used to identify potential areas of growth or improvement, allowing us to make more informed decisions about how we want to live our lives. When it comes to managing emotions, it's important that we take a proactive approach. We should strive to become mindful of our feelings and reactions so that we can respond appropriately when faced with difficult situations. This means being able to recognize when something is making us feel uncomfortable or overwhelmed and taking steps towards addressing the issue before it escalates further. It's also beneficial for us to practice self-care techniques such as deep breathing exercises or meditation, which can help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Additionally, talking through issues with trusted friends or family members may provide valuable insight into how best to handle certain situations. By learning how to recognize and manage emotions effectively, we are giving ourselves the tools necessary for creating positive change in our lives. With this knowledge, we will be better equipped at navigating challenging times while still maintaining a sense of balance within ourselves. Main idea number 7. Developing problem-solving skills is an important part of creating positive change in relationships. It involves being able to identify the root cause of a problem, brainstorm potential solutions, and then implement those solutions effectively. Problem-solving skills can be developed through practice and by learning from mistakes. When faced with a problem, it is important to take time to think about what the underlying issue might be before jumping into action. This will help you understand why the situation has arisen and how best to address it. Once you have identified the root cause of the issue, brainstorm possible solutions that could work for both parties involved in order to create a win-win outcome. Once you have identified potential solutions, it is important to evaluate them carefully before implementing any changes. Consider whether each solution would actually solve the problem or if there are any unintended consequences that may arise as a result of taking certain actions. Additionally, consider how long each solution would take to implement and whether or not it fits within your budget. Finally, once you have chosen an appropriate solution for your particular situation, make sure that everyone involved understands their role in making this change happen successfully. Communicate clearly with all parties involved so that they know what needs to be done and when it needs to be done by. By developing effective problem-solving skills over time, individuals can become better equipped at resolving conflicts quickly and efficiently while also creating positive outcomes for all parties involved. Main idea number 8. Visualization is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It involves using mental images and symbols to help us focus on our goals, visualize the desired outcome, and take action towards achieving them. Visualization helps us to see what we want in life more clearly and vividly, allowing us to make better decisions about how we will achieve it. When visualizing, it is important to focus on the details of your goal or desired outcome. This means taking time to think through all aspects of the situation, from the physical environment you are in, down to the emotions you feel when you reach your goal. By doing this, visualization allows us to gain clarity around our objectives and develop an effective plan for reaching them. It is also important not only to visualize success but also failure so that we can learn from mistakes and adjust our plans accordingly. Visualizing potential obstacles ahead of time can help prepare us for any challenges that may arise along the way. Finally, visualization should be done regularly as part of a daily practice in order for it to have its full effect. Taking just a few minutes each day can go a long way towards helping you stay focused on your goals and manifesting positive change in your life. Main idea number 9. Learning to recognize and manage stress is an important skill for anyone looking to create positive change in their life. Stress can be a powerful motivator, but it can also lead to negative consequences if not managed properly. It is important to understand the signs of stress and how they affect our behavior so that we can take steps to reduce or eliminate them when necessary. One way of managing stress is through relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, visualization, and mindfulness meditation. These activities help us become aware of our body's physical responses to stress and allow us to better control them. Additionally, engaging in regular exercise has been shown to reduce levels of cortisol, the hormone associated with stress, while increasing endorphins, the hormones associated with pleasure. It is also important for individuals dealing with high levels of stress to practice self-care by getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals regularly throughout the day, avoiding alcohol and drugs which may worsen symptoms of anxiety or depression related to chronic stressors. Finally, developing effective coping strategies such as problem-solving skills or seeking out social support from friends or family members are essential components for managing stressful situations effectively. Main idea number 10. Developing effective decision-making skills is an important part of creating positive change in relationships and life. It involves being able to assess a situation, weigh the pros and cons, consider all possible outcomes, and make a well-informed choice. This requires practice and patience as it can be difficult to think through every aspect of a situation before making a decision. The first step in developing effective decision-making skills is to become aware of your own biases. Everyone has their own set of values that influence how they view situations and make decisions. Being aware of these biases will help you recognize when they are influencing your decisions so that you can take steps to counteract them. Another key component in developing effective decision-making skills is learning how to effectively evaluate options. This means looking at each option objectively without letting emotions or preconceived notions cloud your judgment. You should also consider the potential consequences for each option before making any final decisions. Finally, it's important to remember that no one makes perfect decisions all the time. Mistakes happen even with the best intentions. The most important thing is not avoiding mistakes but rather learning from them so that future decisions are better informed. Main idea number 11. Positive thinking is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change. It involves focusing on the good in any situation, rather than dwelling on the negative aspects. Positive thinking helps us to stay motivated and optimistic about our goals and dreams, even when faced with difficult challenges or setbacks. By maintaining an attitude of positivity, we are more likely to take action towards achieving our goals and making progress. The power of positive thinking lies in its ability to help us reframe how we view situations. Instead of seeing obstacles as insurmountable problems, we can look at them as opportunities for growth and learning. We can also use positive affirmations such as, "I am capable," or "I will succeed," to remind ourselves that anything is possible if we put in the effort. It is important to remember that while positive thinking alone cannot guarantee success, it does provide a strong foundation from which one can build upon. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to harness the power of positive thinking for their own benefit. Main idea number 12. Conflict is an inevitable part of life, and it can be used to create positive change. It is important to recognize when conflict arises and how it can be managed in a constructive way. Conflict management involves understanding the underlying causes of the conflict, identifying potential solutions, and working together with all parties involved to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. This requires effective communication skills, active listening, empathy for others' perspectives, and problem-solving strategies. When managing conflicts effectively, it is important to remain open-minded and flexible while also being assertive about your own needs. It may also help to take some time away from the situation if needed in order to gain clarity on what you want out of the situation or how best to move forward. Additionally, having clear boundaries around what is acceptable behavior during a conflict can help ensure that everyone feels respected throughout the process. Learning how to recognize and manage conflicts will not only benefit those directly involved but also those who are affected by them as well. By taking proactive steps towards resolving conflicts constructively rather than avoiding them altogether or allowing them escalate into something more destructive, we can create positive outcomes for everyone involved. Main idea number 13. Negotiation skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective negotiation skills in order to create positive change. Negotiations involve two or more parties coming together to reach an agreement on a particular issue, and the ability to negotiate effectively can be invaluable in many aspects of life. Effective negotiation requires strong communication skills, the ability to listen actively, understanding of different perspectives, and the capacity to compromise when necessary. In order to become an effective negotiator, one must first understand their own needs and interests as well as those of others involved in the negotiation process. It is also important that negotiators have a clear idea of what they want from any given situation before entering into negotiations with another party. Additionally, having knowledge about how other people think and feel can help negotiators better anticipate potential obstacles during negotiations. When negotiating with someone else, it is important that both parties remain open-minded throughout the process. This means being willing to consider alternative solutions or compromises if needed. It also involves being able to recognize when emotions may be getting in the way of reaching an agreement so that these feelings can be addressed appropriately. Finally, developing effective negotiation skills requires practice over time. As such, it is beneficial for individuals who wish to improve their negotiating abilities to take part in role-playing exercises or simulations which allow them gain experience without risking real-world consequences. Main idea number 14. Goal setting is a powerful tool that can be used to create positive change in our lives. It helps us focus on what we want to achieve and provides motivation for us to take action towards achieving it. By setting goals, we are able to break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable steps, which makes them easier to accomplish. Additionally, goal setting allows us to measure our progress and stay motivated as we work towards achieving our desired outcome. When creating goals, it is important to make sure they are realistic and achievable. Setting unrealistic goals can lead to frustration and disappointment when they cannot be achieved. Goals should also be specific so that you know exactly what needs to be done in order for the goal to be accomplished. Finally, it is important that your goals have a timeline associated with them so that you can track your progress over time. By understanding the power of goal setting and how it can help create positive change in our lives, we are better equipped with the tools necessary for success. With clear objectives set out before us, we will have greater clarity on where we need to go next in order to reach our desired outcomes. Main idea number 15. Learning to recognize and manage fear is an important skill for anyone looking to create positive change in their life. Fear can be a powerful motivator, but it can also lead us down paths that are not beneficial or healthy. It is essential to understand our fears and how they affect our decisions so we can use them as tools for growth rather than obstacles. The first step in learning to recognize and manage fear is becoming aware of what triggers it. This could include certain situations, people, or even thoughts. Once you have identified the source of your fear, you can begin to work on understanding why it exists and how it affects your behavior. By doing this, you will gain insight into yourself and be better equipped to make decisions based on logic rather than emotion. Once you have identified the source of your fear, the next step is learning how to manage it effectively. This may involve developing coping strategies such as deep breathing exercises or mindfulness techniques that help reduce anxiety levels when faced with difficult situations. Additionally, talking through fears with trusted friends or family members can provide valuable support during times of stress. Finally, once you have learned how to identify and manage your fears more effectively, practice using these skills regularly until they become second nature. With time and effort spent mastering this skill set, managing fear will become easier over time, allowing for greater success in achieving desired goals. Main idea number 16. Time management skills are essential for successful relationships, and it is important to develop effective time management skills in order to create positive change. This involves setting realistic goals, prioritizing tasks, breaking down large projects into smaller steps, and scheduling time for rest and relaxation. It also means learning how to say no when necessary and delegating tasks whenever possible. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the impact that procrastination can have on productivity levels. In order to effectively manage your time, you must first identify what activities are most important or urgent. Once these priorities have been established, you can then plan out a schedule that allows enough time for each task while still leaving room for flexibility if needed. You should also make sure that you set aside some free time during the day so that you can relax or pursue hobbies without feeling overwhelmed by all of your responsibilities. Finally, It is important to remember that developing effective time management skills takes practice and dedication. As with any skill set, there will be times when things don't go as planned, but this doesn't mean giving up. Instead, use those moments as an opportunity to learn from mistakes and adjust accordingly. Main idea number 17. Self-discipline is the ability to control one's thoughts, feelings, and actions in order to achieve a desired goal. It involves setting goals and then taking action towards achieving them. Self-discipline requires focus, dedication, and commitment in order to be successful. It also requires an understanding of how our minds work so that we can use it effectively. The power of self-discipline lies in its ability to help us stay focused on our goals despite any obstacles or distractions that may arise along the way. By developing self-discipline, we are able to remain motivated even when things get tough or challenging. We become more resilient and better equipped for success as we learn how to manage our emotions and reactions. Self-discipline can also help us develop healthier habits such as eating right, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep each night, managing stress levels effectively, etc., which all contribute positively towards overall well-being. Additionally, it helps us build strong relationships with others by teaching us how to communicate clearly and respectfully. In short, understanding the power of self-discipline is essential if you want to create positive change in your life. With practice and dedication, you will be able to master this skill over time, allowing you greater control over your own destiny. Main idea number 18. Learning to recognize and manage anger is an important skill for anyone who wants to create positive change in their life. It is important to be aware of our own feelings of anger, as well as the emotions of those around us. We can use this awareness to better understand how our actions may affect others and how we can best respond in a constructive manner. When we are able to identify the source of our anger, it becomes easier to address it constructively. This could involve taking time out from a situation or engaging in activities that help us relax and calm down. Additionally, learning effective communication skills such as active listening and assertiveness can help us express ourselves without resorting to aggression or violence. It is also important to remember that while anger can be used positively, it should never be used as an excuse for inappropriate behavior or abuse towards others. Learning healthy ways of expressing our emotions will not only benefit ourselves but also those around us. Main idea number 19. Developing effective leadership skills is essential for successful relationships and creating positive change. It involves understanding the needs of others, being able to motivate them, and having a clear vision of what you want to achieve. Leadership requires strong communication skills, emotional intelligence, problem-solving abilities, and an ability to inspire trust in those around you. Leadership also involves setting goals that are achievable yet challenging enough to push people out of their comfort zone. This means taking into account different perspectives when making decisions and considering how your actions will affect other people. Additionally, it's important to be open-minded about feedback from others so that you can learn from mistakes and continuously improve. Finally, developing effective leadership skills requires self-awareness, knowing yourself well enough to understand your strengths and weaknesses as a leader. By recognizing these areas for improvement, you can work on becoming the best version of yourself as a leader. Main idea number 20. Creativity is a powerful force that can be used to bring about positive change. It allows us to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions to problems. Creative thinking can help us find new ways of looking at old problems, or even create entirely new ones. By understanding the power of creativity, we can use it as a tool for problem solving and creating meaningful progress in our lives. Creative thinking also helps us develop empathy and compassion for others. We are able to see things from different perspectives, which gives us insight into how other people may feel or think about certain situations. This understanding can lead to more effective communication between individuals and groups, allowing them to work together towards common goals. Finally, creative thinking encourages self-expression and personal growth. When we explore our own ideas without fear of judgment or criticism, we open ourselves up to learning more about ourselves and discovering what makes us unique. Through this process of self-discovery, we become better equipped to make decisions that will benefit both ourselves and those around us. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.